Welcome back to our Bonusa pregame show. Kelly Schultz along with the head coach of the BSU Beavers, Jim Scanlon. And coach, last week, a challenging weekend for your team. You faced a lot of adversity, number two team in Wisconsin. What did your team take from that weekend?
Probably the biggest thing is that, you know, we really have to, we have to play our game, really pay attention to detail, a lot of the little things. And I thought we did that Friday, and we kind of got away from it Saturday. And against a team like Wisconsin, what they did to us Saturday is exactly what can happen. And, a lot of it was puck management things, D-zone things. It's just, again, it's something that we're constantly working on and constantly going over. But, you know, it's you're going to have nights like that. And obviously Wisconsin was really, really good, and they took advantage of it.
What were some of the points of emphasis this week in practice for your team?
Well, it's just being really hard on our end, being hard to play against on our end. So when our opponents get in our zone, we want to make it really, really hard, one, to get good looks, two, to get pucks to the net, and three, if they do, they're not going to get any second chance opportunities. And that's a collective effort. It's not one player or one group's responsibility. It's all six players on the ice doing their job and playing in layers and getting in shot lanes and stick on pucks. It's all those things that just make it difficult and can frustrate an opponent when you're doing it the way we're capable of doing it. And that's where it starts. And from there, obviously, scoring is something that we're continually working on, continually talking about. I've said it before. I think everybody in our lineup can put the puck in the net, and it's a matter of believing in themselves. And when they get opportunities, bearing down. And again, tonight we gotta get pucks to the net, be tenacious. And when we have an opportunity, we've got to bury it.
I know you mentioned to your team before we got off the bus here at the arena about rolling four lines and having that confidence that anybody can score, but how important is it that Bemidji State rolls four lines against a team like Duluth?
Well, I think it's that depth, in a 60-minute game certainly can come in handy, particularly as a game gets down to the end. And you know, whether or not that it makes a difference in a particular game, you never know. I think it certainly helps in the long term. You know, for a lot of our freshmen, particularly the high school players, you know, they're getting to the point where now they're at a point where they played more games than they've ever played. So it's really going to be important to watch how they do and to see if they start feeling the effects of a long grinding season like the WCHA could be. So certainly keep an eye on that, but I think the fact that we're rolling four will help all of the players, particularly our younger players. You know, the veterans, they've been through it. They obviously understand and taking care of themselves, and it's all part of what we do as a group, in terms of our strength training, conditioning, all that stuff. It goes hand in hand with what we're trying to do on the ice. But I just like the way our lines are configured. I think all four of them have the ability to not just score, but to tilt the ice and change the momentum of a game. And when you have that, that's pretty nice.
Last time against Duluth, your team defeated them 2-0 and then 2-1 in overtime. That was early in the season. How much have these two teams changed?
Oh, I'm sure quite a bit. You know, that was our first series in the WCHA, and obviously, Mara was getting used to her team. They were getting used to her. I mean, I think that whole part is done now. They're playing the way that she wants them to play, and she has a better feel for what everybody can do. And, you know, she's definitely made some changes, and her top line is an outstanding line. It's dangerous. I think all three of them have point streaks going that go almost 7, 8, 9, 10 games. So, I mean, that's how good they're playing together. So, obviously, it's for us, it's going to be a point of emphasis to know when they're on the ice. But, it's part of the year now. Everybody knows what, in terms of their systems. They're not thinking about it. They're just reacting. And, I think as the year goes on, special teams become even more important.
Besides that top line, what else have you scouted from the Bulldogs that you're prepared for?
Well, we know they have good goaltending, and it could be any one of the three. I think they played their senior that had not played much. She played at Wisconsin. She played the first game last week against North Dakota and did very well. We've seen Rooney, and she's been outstanding as a freshman, and we certainly have seen Black. I mean, she was outstanding last year, and I know she started game one against us at home early in the year. All three of them are very good. So, again, our challenge is going to be to get pucks and people to the net, try to create chaos, and see if we can't find loose pucks around that net.
What's the mindset of your team coming into this weekend compared to last?
You know, I think they're happy to be on the road. It's been almost 2 months since we've been on a road trip where we've been overnight. Obviously, we went to North Dakota, but that was over and back on a Sunday, and so we haven't been on the road since we were in Minneapolis. And so they're glad to be on the road. It's always nice. Just the whole package when you're on the road. You're spending a lot of time together, and they've been fun. They've been in good moods, and the practices have been good. So I think they're looking forward to tonight.
What's it going to take to win here on the road?
Well, again, a good start will be imperative. Just playing a solid team game, solid road game. But again, we need to be really, really hard to play against in our zone. So if we're doing the job there, I think you'll see us close quickly, create turnovers, and get the puck moving north. And then once we get in the offensive zone, I think we have the capability of puck possessing on this team. So it's going to be a matter of making good plays and supporting each other.
Good luck tonight, Coach. We'll talk to you in the postgame.
Thanks, Kelly.